because I will send this to Michael. Yeah, cool, it's recording. Okay, so I'm just going to speak through it, and you can see whether it was like what you had in mind. No, I'm just going to make it a bit bigger. Okay, here we go. Ik wil alleen zijn met de zee. Ik wil alleen zijn met het strand. Ik wil mijn ziel wat laten varen, niet mijn lijf en mijn verstand. Ik wil gewoon een beetje dromen rond de dingen die ik voel. En de zee, ik weet het zeker dat ze weet wat ik bedoel. That's the first verse. So if you look at bar 9, which I'll put my arrow on here, or like cross. These two words, the K is part of the word ik, which means I. But in this instance, we connect it to the next word, kwil, which is very much like a speaking way of using the word kwil. So you lose the I vowel in this instance. Kwil gewoon een beetje dromen. I'm not quite sure if that comes back. It doesn't appear. Oh yeah, here it appears as well in the second verse. Kwil alleen zijn. So I just talk you through, and I won't spend ages on this because I know we have some other things to do as well, but just a few little rules. So when you see a K, it really is a K sound. So not the H as in German. When we see the CH, quite often, I know from with my pupils, they want to do a K sound. So in German, you don't do that. But in Dutch, when you see a K, it's definitely a K. So ik, and the I is an I, it's quite closed. Ik wil alleen zijn. So if we have a double E, it's a very long sound, an A. Alleen zijn met de zee. And again, we've got the double E here. So it becomes an A sound. Ik wil, it's the same, alleen zijn met het strand. This is a lovely one. So we got an S, T, and an R. And in speaking, we've quite often pronounced the R at the back, there. But for singing, that might not be so nice. So we might want to roll the R, strand. But it's a very like quick flip of the tongue. If that's uncomfortable and you feel like I can't really do that, just do a really soft str at the back, but don't go too far back. The strand. And the D is like a T, basically, strand. Ik wil mijn ziel wat laten. So a very open sound. Laten varen, the same. So those two A's have the same sound. Laten varen. Niet mijn lijf en mijn verstand. So we have stand. The D is like a T again. The A in the middle is quite it's a bit close. Stand. Ah, an R sound. Ik wil the G. It's a G sound. G. Ik wil gewoon. It feels really weird doing that when you speak English all the time. Gewoon. I wouldn't overdo it. So I prefer not to hear, ik wil gewoon een beetje dromen when we're singing. It's very light, especially in a song. Ik wil gewoon, and a very long O sound, gewoon. So it's not an O, it's an O sound. Een beetje dromen rond de dingen die ik voel. So O-I is an O. En de zee. Zee is sea, like waves, not icy. Ik weet het, so again we've got the K sound, ik weet het zeker, zeker. So the R at the end, we don't pronounce as a R, not even in singing. Zeker, zeker. It's almost like you lose it a little bit, zeker. Dat ze weet wat ik bedoel. And again we've got the O sound at the end. Something else that comes up when we talk and in comparison to when we sing is like when we talk, we quite often lose the ending of words. So, you know, if I would just be in conversation with someone and I would say this sentence, ik wil mijn ziel wat laten varen, I would say, ik wil mijn ziel wat laten varen. I'm losing all the ends at the end. But in singing, we won't do that. So ik wil mijn ziel wat laten varen. Because we can use that lovely vowel to sing on. Yeah? So let me just finish that recording for a moment.